Hi there, welcome back. And we're going to be talking about mediumship and beyond. I am not alone. I'm here. It's Carmel Baird with Melissa Baird.
Hi.
So we're going to be talking about beyond mediumship. And where do we go as advanced mediums as you've been learning and growing as a medium and really expanding your mediumship abilities? What happens next? Where do you go then? A lot of people think that mediums will run out of tools or they'll run out of things to do or learn. And that is just not true. I can tell you as a medium who's been practicing for well over 10 years that I just recently even discovered something like Lenormand cards that was taught to me from a woman who came to visit all the way from Australia. We are always learning new things. We are always growing. We are always advancing. We're always gaining new information and knowledge. The question is, if you stop seeking, I guess the answer is, if you stop seeking the knowledge, if you stop seeking the information, you're going to find yourself not being able to advance as a medium. In the beginning, as we start, you know, our path and our journey as mediums, we're searching for everything. And I know you can all nod your heads when you say you go out and you get a million decks of cards and you go find crystals and stones and you learn about pendulums and rune stones and all those things. But you don't get to a place where it just stops. Spirit is constantly downloading new information to you. Books and online courses are going to be key for you. Those are two things that I've never stopped doing. And I take my online courses, I peruse through the internet, and sometimes I'm taking courses that don't have anything to do with mediumship. I might be taking a spiritual prayer writing course. I might be taking a business course. I might be taking a course on meditation or different types of meditation. I might be taking a course on colors and flowers and nature, herbs, but I can take everything in and use everything I've learned to be able to apply towards my career and my business and my spiritual life as a medium. Thoughts, Melissa?
I also think, like, along my mediumship journey, things have really morphed. The way I connect with spirit has morphed. My messages have changed. And those kinds of things. And I think a big way of doing that is playing. Mm. Playing with your kids, imagining, playing Pictionary, playing Would You Rather, all reading books. The more information that I can get in my brain, the more information that I may not be experiencing, that I'm able to relate to other people and give them as messages in their lives. And so I think that that's a big thing. Now, my mediumship started off with my inner knowing being my strongest clair, and now my vision has really taken off in the last year. And so I think it's really important to be open to change and growth, as well as to switch up your routine. Switch up where you're doing your readings. Switch up how you're doing your readings. Switch up your before and after reading routine. Try new things and try different things. And I think that that will also help you expand your knowledge and expand your messages and just grow all the time.
One of the things that Melissa, you and I were just talking about recently also is that sometimes the way to expand as a medium is to walk away from being a medium for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even at an advanced level, there are times that you and I have said, you know what, I need to step away from this. I need to plug into something or someone else for a while then just let my body, mind, and spirit completely rest.
Yeah, and I call that getting inspired. Usually I need inspiration from others to stay inspired in order to inspire others. So music is a big one for me. I'll listen to different songs and go through different feelings and emotions. And so sometimes I'll plug into that for a while. Also podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts and a lot of different people about everything from astrology to meditation to relationships to entrepreneurship to a million different things. And so I think that that's a big one.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we hope that you enjoyed this lesson and we'll see you in Module 15.